Welcome to The Relook Brief, our short-form podcast looking at the key issues shaping the circular economy. This time, Jenny Hume takes a closer look at the New York deposit system and the campaign to make it bigger and better, as well as a new report conducted by Eunomia that shows how to save millions of dollars, reduce litter, and divert 5.5 billion bottles and cans from landfill each year.
Hi, I'm Jenny Hume, Global Networks Director for Reloop, and I'm speaking with Blair Horner from the New York Public Interest Research Group.
Thanks for having me.
So we wanted to talk to you about New York's bottle bill, which started all the way back in the early 80s. And as one of the first bottle bills in the world, it was a positive, progressive step at that time. But the 80s were a long time ago, and plenty's changed since then. It looks like we need to update the system in New York, which is what campaigners for the Bigger Better Bottle Bill are doing. Could you give us a quick overview of what the Bigger Better Bottle Bill legislation is all about? We're interested in hearing what are the main things that you'd like to see change to make the system better.
Just like anything else that lasts that long, it needs an occasional tune-up. And so the proposed legislation that's under consideration that we're pushing does a lot of things in terms of adopting best practices that we've seen in the rest of the country and the world, the big components of which are raising the deposit from a nickel to a dime. It's been a nickel since 1982. And I think everyone who's listening would know that what you could buy for a nickel in 1982 is not worth that much now. It'd be more like a penny. To expand to containers that are currently not covered. The current law covers carbonated beverages and water bottles, and that's pretty much it. And so the proposed legislation would expand to all other beverage containers except for dairy or 100% fruit or vegetable juices. And so in that way, it would capture a lot of containers that also didn't exist in 1982. And by raising it to a dime, that we think would make a big difference in terms of increasing the state's redemption rate. I mean, one of the things that sort of the context for this is the state of New York is facing essentially a solid waste disposal crisis. Within the next couple decades, the existing landfills, their permits will either expire or they will reach capacity. And the state's environmental agency has called for a move to what they call a circular economy, which is basically instead of making something, we buy it and then it ends up in the garbage and off to the landfill or an incinerator, the packaging product goes back to the manufacturer. The bottle bill is a great example of that, and the state environmental agency, in fact, called for the modernization of the law, so that's what we're pushing for now.
Deposit return systems can reach up to 90% take-back, which is amazing. And part of your work has been to commission this new analysis of the impact of these improvements to New York's bottle bill, and I just wondered if you could tell us a bit about this recent report and why you felt it was important at this point in the campaign.
Well, the issue that everyone talks about at the state capitol, which is heard all around the country, is affordability. People think they understand how the current bottle law works, and most legislators, they've experienced it, but they really don't. And so to get them to think about things outside of the box is an important way for them to sort of revisit the issue, and we think would help persuade them. The current administration in Washington is talking about big cuts to programs that are going to impact the state's budget. And so what are things that a modernized law could do that could help balance the ledger? So earlier this year, we did a report looking at how much additional revenue would be generated by modernizing the law. It was upwards to $100 million for the first year. And the second report is looking at the savings to municipal governments for an enhanced modernized law would reduce the amount of waste that municipalities have to dispose of. And so by quantifying it, we think that that plus the earlier analysis is kind of a 1-2 punch on the financial side that could help with lawmakers to better understand the benefits of the law, not just helping recycling and reducing litter, which are great all by themselves, but also could have financial benefits to the state and local governments as they look ahead to what could be tough times financially.
So could you talk a bit about what's the trickle-down effect of these municipalities saving money? Like, who is set to benefit from this, and how could a modernized system make this possible?
To we normal people, $108 million sounds like a lot of money. In a state budget of $260 billion, that's the state budget. It's relatively sofa change. You know, you find it in the pillows. But it's important, I think, for lawmakers to know that local governments would benefit from the law because local governments rely a lot on state resources and federal resources to do their work. And so the lion's share of the savings will probably end up going to the city of New York, for example, because they truck all of their waste out of the city because their landfills are closed and there are no incinerators. So it's got to go somewhere. They basically truck it out. So they're going to get enormous savings, which would help a city that is going to be, again, they're going to face financial tightening as a result of congressional action, which will trickle down through the state. So the winners, of course, are the taxpayers because they save money. The environment is improved because you have less stuff being dumped somewhere. It's going back into the system to be reused or recycled. And it creates momentum for other types of similar proposals that deal with other types of packaging.
Absolutely. And we've seen that in other parts of the world where we've had a charge on plastic bags. And then we've seen organizations who do regular monitoring have just shown the huge impact of the decrease in plastic bags they find on beaches year after year since that policy came into place. And as you say, drinks containers are like the low-hanging fruit when it comes to setting up a circular economy system. So, yeah, you mentioned that New York City would benefit in a big way from this, but I know the report looked at municipalities in urban, suburban, and rural settings. And so I wondered if you could talk a bit about how this bill, when it's improved, could have an impact across the whole state.
Well, the report uses different demographic examples or political examples of municipalities to show that, you know, how the benefits would work if they work for everybody. So the city of New York, of course, is the big kahuna, and we just talked about that. But the report also looked at three other municipalities, a small city, a suburban town, in a rural area, the city of Troy in upstate New York, the town of Clarkston and down in Rockland County, and out near Riverhead on Long Island, where there's lots of vineyards and stuff. And so in all cases, there were savings. The range is the range, like you mentioned earlier, Jenny, where there was, you know, the aggregate for the state is just shy of 40 million and over 100 million range. It's that same type of range at the local level, but they all show positive financial benefits to local localities, irrespective of the type.
There's a phenomenal number in the report that says 5.5 billion bottles and cans will not be going to landfill if we can have these improvements to the bottle bill. And that is just a huge number. It also means there would be a 34% reduction in litter, which is really significant. But yeah, so I just wondered if you could talk briefly about what will be the impact of this 5.5 billion bottles not going to landfill in comparison to just the status quo.
New York State has 25 municipal landfills, two additional ones that accept ash from incinerators, and then about 10 incinerators. And so they're all filling up. If you are able to divert billions of containers away from those landfills or incinerators, you're going to extend the life of them to some extent. One of the countries that provides a lot of the aluminum, I think 80% of the aluminum in the United States, is Canada. And so the United States has to be smarter about what it does. You can't just throw aluminum away anymore. And that makes the argument really for a sort of a national strategy along the lines of a bottle bill. But in the narrow question here in New York, that just means we're going to be smarter about the materials that we use. It's going to extend the life of the places that we currently dispose of waste and encourage more policies to further reduce the amount of waste that goes to those facilities. And so 5.5 billion is a lot, of course. Where it plays out is it plays out in the ways I described. And that, as this report points out, it saves money at the same time because you don't have to pick the stuff up, put it in a truck, drive it somewhere, and then throw it onto a big pile of garbage. You actually, it goes back to the manufacturing and can be reused.
It just makes complete sense, doesn't it?
Yes. You've convinced me.
All right. Well, so thank you so much. I, for one, learned a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The ReLoop Brief. Remember, you can check out previous episodes covering a wide range of topics and subjects, and subscribe or follow so you can get details of our next episode.